USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Travel delays are worsening this weekend before Christmas. FlightAware reports 3,800 delays and over 180 cancellations here in the country. The airport seeing the most delays, no surprise, Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. In an effort to try and prevent the spread of COVID-19 over the winter months, the Biden administration's Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says they're offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites, including providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. Florida's struggling with below quantities of their orange crop. Rich Johnson explains.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
The cup of Joe may not be available to your favorite coffee joint this weekend.
Looks like you're going to have to get caffeinated somewhere else. Workers at about 100 Starbucks across the U.S. going on strike this weekend. Starbucks Workers United says the strike is to protest unfair labor practices, including closing stores that voted to join the union. It also claims that the company has refused to bargain for an initial union contract. This is the second cross-country strike by the union.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A Motown legend will appear tonight at the Microsoft Theater at LA Live. Stevie Wonder's House Full of Toys benefit concert takes place starting around 8 o'clock at the downtown Los Angeles venue. Attendees are encouraged to bring a new toy. The staff members will collect them and distribute those to families. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Seems to be a mixed bag when it comes to the polls about former President Trump. Lance Pry explains.
1,000 registered voters were polled last week by USA Today's Suffolk University, with 374 of them claiming to be Republican or independent-leaning Republican. The numbers show they want Trump's policies, but a different candidate. While 31% want the former president to run, 61% prefer some other Republican nominee who would continue the policies Trump pursued. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis shows an edge, 56% to Trump's 33%.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is for legislation that bans TikTok on government devices. The effort received unanimous support in the Senate vote. It is now closer to being adopted next week. The No TikTok on Government Devices Act was passed Wednesday night with no objections. King Charles is set to invite Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan to his coronation. The Daily Mail report stated that Harry is the king's son, and though things are difficult at the moment, the door will always be left ajar. $17 million is a great start for the release of Avatar: The Way of Water. The sequel film is projected to make between $150 and $175 million in its opening weekend at the domestic box office. The original Avatar brought in over $2.9 billion worldwide and is the highest grossing film of all time. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.